Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Well, first, I believe the Mexican food should be in some of the top cuisines in the world. I might be a little biased, but I believe the best. It's so big and it's so amazing. So we're happy that we can represent back home and give people a little piece of Mexico.
Jeff mentioned the cold of Minneapolis. That is undeniable. They love it there. Of course, 10,000 lakes, so many things that are happening. But one of the best restaurants, don't just take it from me or even from the people in Minneapolis. New York Times put them down as one of the top 41 Mexican restaurants in the country. Bon Appetit, one of the 20 best restaurants going right now. And of course, you'll see them on Food Network. They won the Flavortown Food Fight. And if you pay attention to the James Beard Awards, you'll often see them in the team photo as well. Excited to have on the fearless leader, founder, and chef of Oro by Nix, the one and only Gustavo Romero. Gustavo, chef, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me, man.
It's great to have you on. I feel like Minnesota, Illinois, Chicago, Minneapolis, kind of sister cities. You guys have that legendary fair. We have so many people from here that head up and go and visit what it is that you guys do in the legendary way on the fair side. And then when it comes to the food scene side, Milwaukee is doing, they're doing pretty good. They're coming up. But when it comes to sort of that closest place with that world-class food scene, Minneapolis is it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think it's a very exciting time for restaurants and in towns like ours. You know, people are noticing how amazing it is. And obviously, food is such an important part of a community. So happy to be there.
Yeah, Mexican food is one of the staples. I think anywhere you go in any community, big or small around the country, people do love their Mexican food and they love as close as they can get to the heritage of it. Talk a little bit about that, chef. Just your thoughts. You know, you're bringing it to a place that isn't necessarily super identified with Mexican culture, but you're bringing it and that tradition in the biggest way.
Yeah, man, we got the opportunity to showcase a little bit of our culture and the food that we eat back home, you know, trying to missing it a lot and then trying to share it with other people. And, you know, we're just very lucky that people understand what we're trying to do and the importance of what we do.
Here's one thing that I love about what it is that you do is that dedication to the corn side. Now, corn is one of those things, it's everywhere. People sort of discount it, maybe take it for granted. You are known as a maizeologist, and I'm not sure where that curriculum happens, or maybe it's just in the kitchens of hometowns everywhere. Talk a little bit about that and the dedication on the corn side.
My sister-in-law, she's great with puns and very quick thinker. So she came up with that. I don't think it's an actual thing. And if it is, it's a lot of us out there. History tells us a lot. And when I started thinking about Mexican food, every history with everything was corn. So I kind of went into the importance and how viral it's been for my culture and how we were losing it at some point. So now I'm just trying to be part of it and trying to show people how amazing and delicious it is.
When you think about some of the things that you're doing in the accolades, we mentioned the New York Times, Bon Appetit, you know, a lot of sort of your fine dine recognition that goes along with it. I think one of the great things about Mexican food is that it is so approachable, right? And that it's something that everybody, regardless of what your walk of life is, can enjoy and enjoy at a high level. Just, Jeff, your thoughts on that, to have what it is that you do and having it be as approachable as possible, as authentic as possible, but getting some of the highest recognition you can get.
Well, first, I believe the Mexican food should be in some of the top cuisines in the world. I might be a little biased, but I believe the best. It's the one of the most diverse. We have, like, every state is different. We have 32 states. So it's so big and it's so amazing. So the more you get into it, the more you realize it's a lot more. And, you know, we're happy that we can represent the good part of it. So I think there is a lot of other parts that are not as authentic and it's not as representative of our culture, the still be called Mexican, you know. So we just wanted to show what we actually eat back home and give people a little piece of Mexico.
Yeah, in the bio, it shows, you know, obviously the traditional Mexican side, but also Miami, right? You had some history there, Italy. And if you look at some of the dishes on the menu, whether it's the duck confit or the jicama, you're bringing in some different flavors that you might not always see on a menu. Talk a little bit about that, how maybe your travels, some of your experience have added into the things that you're building into the flavors at the restaurant.
Yeah, man, between my wife and I, we have 40 years of combined restaurant experience. I learned how to cook in the States. I'm in love with my culture, and that's why I follow that path. But, you know, I was an Italian chef for a long time, and my mentor is this amazing Italian. They kind of showed me the way, you know, you can waste those years. And I think the food is so borderless that you can go wherever you want, and that's part of what we do here.
Yep. I think good food is good food no matter where it is. One of the things that is part of what you do as far as, you know, serious on the food side, but you guys are a lot of fun, and Kate is a ton of fun. And some people that we have in common, of course, Chico, David Rodriguez, right, who's over there and from Minneapolis and is one of the film guys. For listeners, will know Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I've been a longtime friend with Guy Fieri. He's come out, recognized the restaurant, showcased that on Triple D. But then you guys, a very brave chef, you went out there to Flavortown Food Fight. Sometimes it can get a little crazy, right? But for you to be able to go out in that setting, the competition setting, a lot of craziness, a lot of fun, and you guys won. Talk a little bit about the experience of being on the show.
It's fun, man. It's cool to push yourself out of your comfort zone. I have a good group of friends, but I'm not very out there, you know. So putting yourself in the situations, I think it makes you better. And it's just fun. It's fun to be around those guys. It's fun to meet new chefs, people like-minded. So it's just a all good time. And if you can make some bucks, you know, you take it.
I mean, and raising the awareness, right? Even what we're doing right now, we reach, you know, just a lot of places. This is a big signal, and people are going to hear this. They're going to want to come out, and they're going to want to see it. They're going to experience the food and you guys and the family and all the things that are going to do. And then they're going to maybe expand wider and enjoy some of the places in Minneapolis. So I think that that's great in order to raise the awareness of all the things that are going on with that. When it comes to the fun side of things, here's another thing that you're doing is you guys are going to be participating in Cocktails and Ink, right? So chef, another sort of brave moment, right? You're going to go and you're going to get a tattoo and share what it is that you're doing over that. Talk a little bit about that, because you do have some tattoos.
Yeah man, I love some ink. The funny thing about my tattoos is they're all made by my cousin. I got the first one when I was 13, and my mom whooped my ass. And then, so it's been a kind of a ritual for me to go back home and get a tattoo by him and just chat about life and just see each other. So, you know, tattoos are important for me.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com for that. Of course, you'll be enjoying some El Bandito Yankee as well. So it'll be exciting to see that. I can't wait to see what it is that's going to happen. For people that are hearing this and they want to come out and they want to see you at Oro by Nixta and see you and Kate and your dog, right, everybody that's up there, where can they go? Is there, like, maybe social media-wise or the website? Where can people go?
Nixta MPLS is our website, and the same as our handle on Instagram. And yeah, man, we, you know, you guys need to come down and see how amazing not just us, but our community is. I mean, we have so many good restaurants and so many people trying to say stop through food. They, you know, I'm glad that it's been recognized.
Yeah, Chef, we'll have links up for all of it right here at WGNRadio.com. Good luck with everything, of course, with Cocktails and Ink and El Bandito Yankee. Good luck with the restaurant. And again, hopefully a lot of people will come up there and visit you. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, Chef Gustavo Romero, Oro by Nixta up there in Minneapolis. Definitely worth the trip.